Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
For over a decade now, terrorist activity and violence have been expanding in West Africa and the Sahel region, with Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger the most seriously affected. According to the Institute for Economics and Peace, a global think tank based in Australia, Burkina Faso is currently ranked first on the Global Terrorism Index. Indeed, it is the regional epicenter of terrorist activity, as insurgents hold more than half of Burkina Faso's territory and from there launch attacks against its southern neighbors, Benin, Côte d'Ivoire, and Togo. The United States remains gravely concerned about the increase of terrorism in West Africa and the Sahel, as well as democratic backsliding, said U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN, Robert Wood. We strongly support the United Nations Office for West Africa and the Sahel and its efforts to promote inclusive democratic processes in the region, which will also strengthen counterterrorism efforts.
The Sahel is the global epicenter of terrorism deaths, and this threat cannot be addressed without partnerships. These partnerships need to include civil society in order to sustainably address the conditions conducive to terrorism and violent extremism.
On a positive note, the Economic Community of West African States and the African Union have promoted the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women in advancing peace and security in all areas and at all levels, said Ambassador Wood.
This is not simply about having women in the room. This is ensuring that women have a prominent seat at the table and that their voices are heard. It has been shown that an effective way to incorporate such voices is through partnerships with local leaders.
On the other hand, the United States remains deeply concerned by the Wagner Group's human rights abuses and the threat its disinformation poses to civilians, said Ambassador Wood.
Wagner's operations exacerbate popular grievances, fueling terrorist recruitment. The United States champions open and transparent information ecosystems, which build resiliency to disinformation and propaganda, supported under the U.S. strategy to prevent conflict and promote stability.
The United States has contributed funding to several United Nations Office of Counterterrorism programs, including the CT Travel, Border Security, and Victims of Terrorism programs, said Ambassador Wood. The United States is fully committed to working with members of the Security Council to reinvigorate collective efforts with our African partners.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.